Hello everyone, welcome to the DPB Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 349 for February 18th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I don't have anything for housekeeping this week, so we'll just get right into the pin news. First, we're going to start off with ourselves at DPB Store. Last week, our exclusive was the very last pin in the Disney Cats Window series, which features Dinah from Alice in Wonderland. Special edition of 300, and the price is $25. And at the time of this recording, Marie is sold out. But Cheshire Cat, Lucifer, Mochi, Figaro, and of course Dinah are still available. In the pin release this Thursday, we'll celebrate Pinocchio's 85th anniversary. So be sure to check out dpbstore.com this Thursday morning. All right, next up is Box Lunch. They had a bunch of new pin releases recently, and some of them are pre-orders that are shipping at a later date. The first one is the incredible stained glass character portrait blind box pin set. This release this month features five pins in total: Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, Violet, Jack-Jack, and Dash. Price is $10.90 each. Next, there was a new Inside Out 2 pin featuring a group of characters. The price on that one is $16.90, and this pin is 3 inches in size. Next at Box Lunch was a new Big Hero 6 Baymax Sports blind box pin set featuring six different variations of Baymax playing sports. The price for that is $10.90 each. Then there was a new Disney Princess blind box pin set. Six pins in total here, featuring Ariel, Cinderella, Jasmine, Belle, Tiana, and Snow White. Those are also $10.90 each. Then there were two new swinging pins at Box Lunch. First one features Rapunzel from Tangled. This one is $12.90, and it has a swinging element for her hair. And then the second one features the Aristocats. You have the three kittens there swinging on a lamp. That one is $14.90. And those are available for pre-order. They're expected to ship in April 2025. Next up is Pink a la Mode. They had a new pin series called Good vs. Evil, featuring various Disney princesses and Disney characters with the evil villain counterpart. They are special edition of 300, and the price is $29.90 each. Those released last Friday, February 14th. Next up is Fig Pin. They had a new Wall-E and Eve pin set that released last week. This was actually for Valentine's Day, but it's still available at figpin.com. Two pins in total, limited edition of 500, and the price is $30 per set. Next, we'll head over to Disneyland Paris. They had a surprise pin release last week for Valentine's Day. It features Flynn Rider and Rapunzel from Tangled, and it has a dangle element on it. This one is limited edition of 700. Next up is Disney Store Online. They had their second pin in the Happily Ever After collection. This one features The Princess and the Frog. That released on Tuesday, February 18th. Limited edition of 2400, and the price is $22.99. I think these pins look gorgeous. Nice sculpted metal frames with the characters popping out on both sides. A little bit of marbleized fill in the background. Lots of detail on these pins. And then second at Disney Store was a Pinocchio 85th Anniversary pin set. The one pin on the left features Geppetto, Figaro, and Pinocchio. And then the second on the right features Jiminy Cricket. This set is limited edition of 1500 and the price is $24.99. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks. First, there was a new pin trading starter set that released last week. This one features Pixar characters. It includes four pins and a lanyard. The characters include Dory, Doug, Remy, and May. The price for that is $44.99. And then the second pin trading starter set includes three pins and a lanyard. This is called the My First Pin Trading Starter Set. You have two pins featuring Mickey in the shape of a star with a green background and a blue background. And then the third pin features Mickey and Minnie with stars that reads My First Pin. And the price for this one is a little bit lower, coming in at $30 for those three pins and a lanyard. Spotted that one at Epcot. The much anticipated Pizza Rizzo Dining with Disney pin did not release this Tuesday. I did check this morning Animal Kingdom and also at Disney Springs, and I didn't find it anywhere. None of my friends found it either, so hopefully it releases next Tuesday. But there was one exclusive at Walt Disney World, and it is the second pin in the Charming Carousels collection. This is a bi-coastal collection, so it alternates every other month between Disneyland and Walt Disney World. February features The Little Mermaid, Ariel's Undersea Adventure. It is limited edition of 2,000, and the price is $22.99. Next, we'll head over to Disneyland. They had two exclusives for Indiana Jones Adventure 30th Anniversary. The first one is a double hinge design. That one is limited edition of 3,000, and the price is $22.99. Then the second one is a Magic Key exclusive. That one is limited edition of 2,000, and the price is $22.99. Then there were three shared pin releases on both coasts. First is the second pin release in the Inkwells of Evil collection, which February features Ursula. Limited edition of 4,000, and the price is $22.99. Next was the Mardi Gras 2025 pin release. This year features Chip and Dale on a swivel element, so they move from left to right. It is limited edition of 3,000, and the price is $22.99. And then lastly was a new Disney Visa card member pin featuring Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King. This is limited release and the price is $19.99, released on both coasts, and it's also online at Disney Store. All right, so I think that's going to do it for episode number 349 of the DBE Podcast, your February 2025 Week 3 Disney Pin News. Kind of a light week, but if there's any new releases, of course, we'll have it up on the website first, disneypinsblog.com, so keep an eye out there for the rest of the week. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.